Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the Parish Priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 16th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 18 year B. Our readings today, Proverbs 22, verses 1 and 2, 8 and 9, 22 and 23, Psalm 125, the Epistle of James, chapter 2, verses 1 to 17, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 24 to 37. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, it is a joy to be in your presence. It is an awesome experience to know you are the living God. Though you hold all creation in your hands, you have promised to hold us in your love. Though you are great enough to inhabit eternity, you have promised to live in the hearts and lives of those who put their trust in you. Though you are worshipped by all the host of heaven, you have promised to receive the worship of broken, contrite hearts. We pray, make your presence known, and may your praises be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 438, Soldiers of Christ, Arise.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for proper 18, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For, as you have always confounded the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Responding to God. Responding to God. While offering sacrifices at Gibeon, God appeared to Solomon in a dream and told him, "Ask what I should give you." Solomon asked for an understanding heart in order to govern God's people wisely. God was pleased with Solomon and gave him a wise and discerning mind that he became rich and famous, and his wisdom legendary. The book of Proverbs is one testament to Solomon's wisdom. It begins, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel." However, Solomon did not contribute all the material in the book. The book of Proverbs is an anthology of wise sayings containing proverbs Solomon composed, as well as those he and others collected from elsewhere in the ancient civilization in which he lived. Solomon's proverbs are in response to his knowledge and faith in God. Our Old Testament lesson today from Proverbs 22 speaks to Solomon's response in faith to the poor. He affirms, "The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all." Proverbs 22, verse 2. Solomon acknowledges and cautions that to judge people on the basis of their economic and social status is to overlook the fact that all people belong to the same family, because we are all created by the same Lord. God is God of all nations and all people, including those who do not acknowledge God. We are all brothers and sisters, and in our economic and social status, we can be changed in a moment. We are reminded that, but for the grace of God, that could be me. Solomon warns us of the universal moral principle of cause and effect. He states, "Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of anger will fall." Proverbs 22, verse 8. We will reap what we sow. If we sow anger and hatred, we will reap anger and hatred. If, as the people of God, we sow love, we will reap love in word and action. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, comes to the same conclusion. Paul writes, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit." Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. We are invited to acknowledge God's love for us and respond not only by loving God, but by loving each other. Our reading from the book of James reminds us of our high calling, our response to God's love by loving our neighbor. James points out, "You do well if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." James 2, verse 8. James underscores the fact that the best way in which we love God in everything we are and have, the best way in which we can love God in everything is when we love our neighbor as ourselves in tangible ways. We respond to God's love by loving God, and we demonstrate our love for God by loving our neighbor. And we acknowledge that our neighbor is represented by all God's people, in spite of origin, social and financial status, race, religion, or creed. We were all created by our Heavenly Father. We are all persons for whom Jesus died, whether we acknowledge that or not. James warns against discrimination. He writes, "My brothers and sisters, do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in our gracious Lord Jesus Christ?" James 2, verse 1. In the time of James in the church, the rich Christians were receiving preferential treatment. James points out that making distinctions and showing favoritism is not compatible with a disciple of Christ responds to God. Not only has God raised up the poor and lowly to be rich in faith, but the rich do not deserve special treatment simply because they are rich. As disciples of Christ, we are to treat everyone with the same respect, love, and concern as we would treat ourselves. When we do this, we fulfill the law: to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. James points out that faith in God does not exempt us from loving our neighbor. Our faith in God should find fulfillment in the love of our neighbor. Love, true love, is expressed in action. James affirms that our response to faith in God must be expressed in action. James says, "So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead." James chapter 2, verse 17. We are called to a living faith, a faith that calls us to action. When we proclaim our faith in God, Father, Son, and Spirit, that faith must be expressed in the way we live, the way we respond to situations of need for all God's people, believers and non-believers. In our Gospel from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 37, Jesus is in Gentile territory. He is responding to the challenge that his Jewish disciples are having difficulty in understanding that his ministry is for everyone, Jews and Gentiles. The disciples did not understand the significance of the 12 baskets of leftovers from the feeding of the 5,000. Who would receive the baskets of leftovers? The Gentiles. They too were God's people, and they would also be saved by God. They too would receive God's gift of salvation. when Jesus in our gospel today was asked by the Gentile woman to cast out the demons from her daughter, Jesus said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Jesus presents her with a riddle. The children represent the Jews, the dogs represent the Gentiles, and the children's food represents God's promises and blessings to Israel. When the woman requests healing for her daughter, Jesus does not say that God's blessings are not for Gentiles, only that the children, that is Israel, must be fed first. The woman accepts the priority of the children. She is not asking for the children's loaf only for the leftover crumbs that fall from the table. She knows that the dogs are already consuming the crumbs. God's blessings are for everyone, Jews and Gentiles alike. We are responding to God's love for us by sending God's Son to die for our sins, that we might receive forgiveness and receive God's gift of eternal life. We must be mindful of the fact that faith without works is dead. We are called to loving action in the world. We are to love without ceasing. We are to love all of God's people. We are not to discriminate, but to love all of God's people. When Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross, he embraced the whole world. As his disciples, we are called to respond in the same way, to love all of God's people, rich and poor, powerful and powerless, believers and not believers. Why? Because all people were created by God. Amen. Let us pray. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your call. Release our tongues to proclaim your praises. Give to your church clear speech in announcing your gospel. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Open the ears of the nations, O Lord, to the cry of justice. Release all oppressed and enslaved. Give courage to all who announce your kingdom. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Open our ears, O Lord, to the necessity of equality. Release all demeaned by prejudice and discrimination. Give perseverance to all who strive to remove bias and intolerance. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Open your ears, O Lord, to songs of suffering and distress. Release all held in chains by debilitating disease and pain. Give hope to all who trust in you. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Open your ears, O Lord, to the songs of lament and grief. Release from the clutches of death all who have died. Give grace to all who mourn to let go into the new life you bring. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Tell His Praise in Song and Glory, a version of Psalm 34. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as we deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wound, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of the Lord rest and remain upon all his people in every land and of every tongue. The Lord meet in mercy all who seek him. The Lord comfort all who suffer and mourn. The Lord hasten his coming and give us his people peace by all means. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day, this week, and always. Amen. And we pray that you will continue to allow yourself to be guided by God's Holy Spirit. And please have a very spiritually rewarding and productive week. We end with a medley, Jesus, Hold My Hand, and I Love You, Lord.